we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the wake-up call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, feel the brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want my toll-free, no problemo, 1-877-920-WGNU. You want my fax? 454-6609, any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me, my goodness gracious. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. The Republicans talk about and are consumed with, and I have some breaking news about yet another Mark Foley situation. Yet another one. It's not bad enough that he's drunk and hounding on the door of the dormitories to get in at the pages. There is more. And it's a story coming out of Michigan, and I'm going to tell you about that when I come back. But the Republicans, you know, the challenge to them is the fact that they, it's more than pages. Republicans need to worry about the scandals that could put them in jail, not just the page one. Who lost Iraq? Who blew 9/11? How wide is the domestic surveillance net? Is big oil pulling an, an Enron? Who's making money off of your retirement? And oh, don't forget about the I word, impeachment. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
And equality and people mattered when the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Hey, see myself, got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. You hear that? Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Every day in your ivory tower, thinking about the past and the mistakes we make. Go
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And, oh my goodness gracious, what else do we have to talk about? I'm telling you, things get creepy. Things have gotten creepy. And here's my prediction. Here's my thought. This deal, this issue, this story of the Foley thing, it's going to go so much deeper than what you think. So much deeper than what you think. Here's a story coming out of Michigan. This is the Michigan paper, Walter Nowalski. A former page says that he witnessed inappropriate contact between Mark Foley and another page back in 2001. The page, Richard Nijen, a first-year student at the University of Gerald Ford School of Public Policy, says that he saw Foley pat the rear end of a page on the floor. He said, and I just want you to feel that. This is a, let's see, what year was this? This is a 50-something-year-old man, a 50-year-old man. This was a child. The pages are 16 years old. Touching the rear of a page. Now, the question that you should be asking, a fair question to ask, is why the page, Richard Nijen, did not report the incident to authorities. But you have to remember that he was 16 years old at the time. And he said, I thought it was questionable activity, but he was unsure of how to interpret it. He said, I wasn't sure if it was a social norm I wasn't accustomed to. I mean, you see athletes patting each other's behinds all the time on the field. And you have to also understand that this is a cross-cultural interpretation. Nijen was a first-generation Vietnamese-American from California. And he says he didn't know how to interpret it. Maybe that's how they do things here in America. No, that's not how things are supposed to be done at all. This is frightening. And what is interesting also is the dilemma that exists out here. These young pages are calling other pages all across the country, and they are united in wanting to keep the page program intact. But you know what? There needs to be a grown-up decision. There needs to be a grown-up decision. If these adults either cannot constrain themselves, and this is just a horrible state of being that we even have to be talking about, that these adults cannot constrain themselves enough to stop hurting these children, the program's got to end. Because the bottom line is that the kids have to be protected. The kids have to be protected. Oh, it's going to get worse. it is going to get worse. There, when you have, and here's the thing, when you have somebody like a Mark Foley out here, he is a serial predator. There's going to be so many stories that people are just going to be exhausted by all of the stories that end up coming out. And I was reflecting upon the reason why Dennis Hassert was so excited about saying, I'm going to fire my staff if I find out that they kept something from me. Well, I couldn't understand that. And then I saw the person in charge of the staff is a black woman. In charge of the page system is a black woman. So I bet heads will roll. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Bad news for the Bush administration. The head of the military from Great Britain says, oh, we're leaving here. Our presence is making things worse in Iraq. Ouch. He says, we have to get out of here. We cannot stay here year after year after year. Our presence is making things worse. You think that was a Democratic plot, too? You think the Democrats, you think Bill Clinton called him up to make him say that? 1-877-920-WGNU. You want to hear some other words, some other stuff? That comes from the management skills of Boy George. Afghanistan. 16 Afghans and one Iranian . These are people that had been released from Guantanamo Bay prison. They arrived in Afghanistan on Thursday. And they all said not only that they were innocent, but that most of the people in Guantanamo Bay are innocent, are falsely accused. All 16 of the Afghans appeared at a news conference. And they were standing next to a man by the name of Mujahideen. He's the head of Sigabatullah Mujahideen, the head of the Afghans Reconciliation Commission. That's the group that assists with the release of detainees from the American Detention Center. And Mujahideen said that many of the detainees who are now free had served up to 4 years at Guantanamo Bay. Most of the prisoners were innocent, and most had been turned into the U.S. military by other Afghans because of personal disputes. 17 falsely accused. One of the, for 4 years, one of the detainees said, for 4 years they put me in jail in Cuba for nothing. This man was a doctor, whose hands were shaking as he spoke. All of these people and all of the Afghans in Cuba are innocent. They were all arrested because of false reports and the Americans, without investigating, they arrested innocent people and put them in jail for a long time. One prisoner, a 20-year-old, now mind you, 20, what is 20 minus 4? That would be 16, right? So that means that this man has been in jail since he was 16 years old at Guantanamo. And you know why they arrested him? Because he had a weapon in his home. They told me, you're against us, you're anti-American and anti-government, and you're fighting with us. At that time, everybody in my... Wait a minute. This boy is saying everybody in his neighborhood had a gun in his house. We live in America. Almost every American has a gun in their house. This administration sent soldiers to Afghanistan. They arrested 16-year-old children, put them in jail for 4 years because they had a gun in their house. He said he was treated harshly at Guantanamo. Once he was kept awake for 38 hours while being questioned about ties to terrorists. The last time they tortured me like that was 4 months ago. They were kicking us all the time, beating us with their hands. So I can just hear the Republicans out here right now. Let's talk about Mark Foley. I won't talk about this. Let's talk about Mark Foley. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270 looks good. Northbound County Highway B at Highway 30, there's road construction, two right lanes are closed. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for a slow traffic in the right lane. Northbound 270 at 44 and Big Bend, look for traffic building. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into 170, look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for that traffic to be building. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect no delays this hour, as well as westbound East Bridge traffic and westbound King Bridge traffic looks good. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for $2.39 a quart. Buy 6 quarts and get $6 mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday, for today. A freezing warning is in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s this evening. Mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning. Mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed are you going to go? To get washers, to get dryers, to get refrigerators, to get stoves, to get every single thing that you need to make your house at home, your home a palace, every wonderful thing you need. Get on over to Sears at 3425 Union, 3425 Union, Sears, 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 where else?
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
It's the Hour to Empower, presenting information to the nation, hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Rabbani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown, bringing solutions to the needs of the people, the church, the pastors, the seniors, the youth, and the community. How to manage your credit and debt, job loss protection that pays bills up to $2,000 a month, and lots more great financial information. That's the Hour to Empower, bringing value to your life, every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is a little something to help you get through the day, if it could. It was more than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS till it happens to you. Just be a man, make plans, listen to your voice. A woman's trying to make decisions, we should leave them a choice. Cause who are we to say who lives and dies, breathes and stops? All this judgments on other lives needs to stop. What are we living for? Giving more back than taking.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, Liz. Good morning.
Yes, Jerry?
Yes.
All right.
Liz, did you notice the duck walk you got yesterday from John Dean when you was asking him about economic development? He kept talking about education. Every time you brought it back to him again, he jumped on education. He didn't want to answer the question. What do you think about that?
I think that there is a reason why we all must throw ourselves into the political environment that we find ourselves in. We have to elect people. We have to organize. We have to change the political environment that we live in.
Two things he didn't want to confront. Impeaching George Bush and economic development.
He said it was off.
Either one of those questions.
Well, no, he said impeachment was off the table.
Yeah.
He said impeachment was off the table. Yep. Oh,
okay. You know, thank you. I just thought I tried to call you yesterday to, you know, I knew you recognized that, but he did the little duck walk.
All right now.
Thank you. Have a nice.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNUE. We are living. There is a call to arms going on. There is a call to arms going on. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. As I always have told you, the truth will set you free.
All right, now.
When I heard that story this morning, I heard it before you broke it, you stole my thunder. I saw that child on TV when he said Mark Foley patted that young male on his behind. So what you're telling me, Ms. Brown, is that the faith-based Evangelical Christian Party, President Bush, Shimkus, and Hastert approves of Mark Foley patting this child on his behind. And I also noticed how President Bush was up there in Chicago telling the people, I approve of him patting him on the behind. That's not the point. We need Hastert in this house. To keep this thing going.
Well, and another way of saying what you're saying also is that our majority takes precedent over the safety of your children. Our majority takes precedent over the safety of your water, over your air, over your security. Our majority takes precedent over everything. I said this for as long as I have been on the air talking about these folks, that when they get into power, you may think that they are taking away the rights from people that you don't care about, that you hate, and it's not going to come back to harm you. I've always said people can't hold their bellies in. The cop that beats the unarmed 16-year-old child into a bloody pulp on the streets of St. Louis is going home, kicking his dog, beating his wife, and also abusing his children. These people, now they may not do it as often as they beat the babies, babies up on the street, but they cannot, they do not distinguish. They do it in the streets, and they do it at home, too.
Ms. Brown, I couldn't have said no better. Ms. Brown, also keep this in mind now. They show Carl Rowe trying to get on a plane, and as he was approaching the plane, I guess I'm assuming he didn't want no questions about Mark Foley, but as he was approaching to get on his plane, he tripped. I often wonder, did he trip over Mark Foley because Mark Foley told him, have you had enough, Carl Rowe? Have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Maybe it's because I take what I do seriously. I appreciate the seriousness of the issues that we deal with. I understand the situation that we find ourselves in as a nation, and it's not to be taken lightly. Maybe that's just because that's just the nature, the person of who I am. So maybe it's just my me, but I'm not comfortable with George W. Bush, who is sitting in the White House with his finger on the button at a news conference about North Korea and what North Korea is doing and their nuclear ambitions, so they say. Oh, and by the by, has anybody verified that it was a nuclear weapon that North Korea exploded? Oh, we're gonna issue sanctions before we even find out what it is. But that's another conversation. George W. Bush is having a press conference about what's going on in North Korea. And in the midst of this, he's talking about the clothes that people are wearing. I told you a little bit about this yesterday. Kevin Cork, a black man. If I might say, that's a beautiful suit, and I can't see that anybody else in this room comes close. Huh? Why are you talking about that during a press conference about North Korea? Okay. One comment, let's move on. No, George Bush wasn't finished. If this is not ADD, I don't know what it is. George Bush cannot focus long enough on what he's supposed to do. He can't keep his attention. He can't hold his attention. Soon after, he said to Kevin Cork, "Oh, that's a beautiful suit." Then he went on to Suzanne Malvo was the first best dressed person here, huh? And he wasn't done yet. Then he called on Jim Axelrod. He said, that's not even a suit. And then he went on to David Gregory about his pocket scarf. Gregory, that's a fine-looking scarf, or not a scarf. What do you call that thing? Then he went on to another guy with Cox newspaper saying, Seersucker's coming back. Oh, no, this was the guy that he talked about in August where he assaulted him. About his clothing. Do you think it is funny during a time of war for a president who rarely takes press conferences like that to focus his time on the clothing that people wear? And maybe I don't get the joke. Maybe there is a joke in a discussion about North Korea and nuclear bombs. Maybe there is the joke, and I just haven't, you know, I just don't have access to those secret documents that connect the joke of a discussion of something of that seriousness, that serious nature. And again, that's just me. That's just me. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Someone says that, oh, that's just the frat boy in him. He likes to tease people about their clothing. No. No, 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 no. That's not the frat boy in him.
The frat boy is the one that heats up coat hangers and inserts it in the buttocks of other frat people. That's the frat boy in him. This is the ADD in him, that he can't focus on an issue long enough to continue a conversation. He gets bored. He was bored in the midst of his conversation, and that's why he was talking about people's clothes, because it was boring to him to have to continue to answer questions about North Korea. God help us all. God help us all. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'll be back. I ain't done.
Quality and people mattered when the government was on our side. This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage. Working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most. Children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
This is Sergeant Gary Wigger, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics ranging from review boards and high-speed chases to residency requirements for the police. We'll discuss gangs and drugs and how it affects your neighborhood every Friday at 10. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and how to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wigger, Friday mornings at 10, only on WGNU.
Not since the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the stem cell initiative.
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension. These are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. One of the things that I try to talk to people about in terms of keeping a good eye out on, keeping a look out on. I talk about that what has happened with these prisoners in Afghanistan that were locked up in Guantanamo in the prison camp in Cuba. And I talk about that because it American, because I feel that Americans are not absorbing the full and the true story, and also the full and the true concern, and also Americans are not understanding what the existence of this prison camp in Cuba, what it really means for us. There is a disconnect in the American psyche, of far too many Americans, that somehow there is a line between them and us in the eyes of our good government. There is not. There is not a line between us, a firm, hard line drawn in the sand between them and us. No, we are them. Let me say that again. We are them. You think that there is this them out there that our government has their eye focused on? No, there isn't. I mean, yeah, there is a them out there. But you need to understand that we are them too. And if you don't believe that, then ask yourself the question, why is Halliburton building a huge prison camp in America? It ain't like we don't have enough jails in America. 1% of our population is sitting in some jail making money for some corporation as we speak. We have over 1 million people in jail in America, the finest country in the world. They're building a prison camp for us on our soil. They're not going to ship you to Cuba. Cost too much money. There is no line between them and us. In the eyes of our good government, in the hands of an ADD, D student, alcoholic, abused, and abuser, sitting in the White House, we are them. And all of the politicians that are scared of him, agree with him. We are them. Otherwise, why would there be 16-year-old children getting patted on the behind by dirty old predatory pedophile men and a party majority that looks the other way? We are them. Let me say it again. We are them. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I don't think they looked the other way. I think they looked right at it and what do you call it, condoned it. It's just par for the course with them. And I'm not even talking about along partisan lines. I'm talking about the whole of the environment, that they would not only allow but condone child abuse, and that's all it is, flat out. It's child abuse, is criminal. And we need to just go on and call a spade a spade. The way that they are trying to hide this, well, not hide, but cover it up now and make it out to be something less than what it is, compounds the criminality of it. And as far as the what you were just talking about with the them, yes, this society has always looked for an other. You know, like the man yesterday was talking about the women in other countries. Why don't they just throw off the veil? Why don't they just do this? Why don't they just do that? Well, why didn't your mama just get up and protest and cut off her husband, her brother, who for 300 years kept her from voting? She couldn't even vote from 1620 to 1920. And this is the kind of environment that we have inherited. And it's going to continue this way as long as these type of people with this kind of mentality are at work and in office. There's nothing extraordinary about it. There's nothing that anybody couldn't see if they just opened their eyes and really look at reality. I mean, you've been saying it for years. Other people have been saying it for years. But those people who feel that they have something invested, and we don't have call names. We all know who I'm talking about, white folks, many of them, not all, but they feel that they have something invested by continuing on with this crap.
And I think that there is also, I think that there are some folks out there that feel that they have something invested. I think that there are some folks out there that trust their government.
Uh-huh.
I think that there are some people out there that don't pay attention to it and think that it does not matter in their life. And the evidence that they get, they don't pay any attention to it because they've convinced themselves that it doesn't matter.
It's not about me.
Well, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. What happens up in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. really has no bearing on my life. It doesn't matter.
It's just like the way I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was talking about how you know, the whole vote on going to war and all, how it was that, you know, some the Democrats, they were outnumbered and all. And I'm saying, look, even if you didn't have all the information at the time, if you didn't feel it was right, at least you could have abstained. There's no way I would have voted, whether I had the information or not, there's no way I would have voted for this war had I been in that position. If I didn't feel I had enough information, I would have abstained. You can do that.
Absolutely. Thanks.
You're not required to go along with the majority. You don't have to go along just to get along.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, so now George Bush is the fashion police, huh?
Well, in addition to the other kinds of police.
Yeah. And I think that's just nerves, Liz. You know, when I was in school and I was taking speech, and I would be talking and I would have nervous laughter, and the instructor would say that, you know, that laughter is not part of what you're saying. It's just nerves, a distraction, you know. He's trying to distract folks. But
no, I think he doesn't have the attention span to hold on to the thoughts of what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay. Liz, I wanted to ask you about when you go to the polls, if someone asks you for ID, what's the correct response? Because the last time when I went to vote, I was asked for an ID, and I said, well, I don't really need one, do I? And I was told, yes, I did need an ID.
You know what? I'm going to get that cleared up for you. I absolutely am, because there has been much confusion about what it is that you have to bring and whether or not you have to produce any ID. I will clear that up for you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. And I need to remind everybody, insofar as voting is concerned, that there is no more straight ticket voting. You can't go in there and punch Democrat or punch Republican, even though in the last election, Republicans got a few more, about a million people used the straight ticket voting, and Republicans got a little bit more than the Democrats with straight ticket voting. There is no more straight ticket voting. You have to punch the name of everybody that you are interested in voting for. So y'all going to have to think it through, and I will do my best to help you think that through. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back after this news break.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound. That's below me.
Revolution in the air, tell me brother, talk to me sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all
for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Yep, that's snow you're waking up to from Detroit to Buffalo. Lots of it. ABC News meteorologist Mike Leonia says it's unusual, even for these parts of the nation which get their fair share of snow. This is what it's like this morning in Buffalo.
There are some power outages up there, reporting just thousands of customers that are actually without power. The heavy snow is just leaning on the wires, and the heavy snow is actually leaning on the tree branches and the tree leaves, because as I said, the leaves are still on there. The leaves really haven't fallen yet.
Driving in the Buffalo area is interesting, to say the least. Many of the traffic signals don't work. This guy's trying to make his way through.
A lot of the power outages, and some of the cops were out directing traffic, so it was a little bit slippery out there.
And to make things even more interesting, the snow in Buffalo is accompanied by thunder and lightning. The Republican in charge of the Congressional Page Board has an appointment today with the House Ethics Committee. John Shimkus says he warned former lawmaker Mark Foley to stop sending racy emails to male pages. Yesterday's speaker also gave the panel an earful.
Kirk Fordham, Foley's former chief of staff, testified before a closed-door House Ethics Committee panel on Thursday. ABC News has learned that he told them that he warned Hastert's office about Foley 3 years ago, after a report that Foley, apparently drunk, tried to enter the Congressional Page dormitory. Hastert says he didn't find out about sexually explicit emails until recently.
ABC's Maya Kalicki in Washington. President Bush standing by the speaker.
Launching a final month of electioneering, President Bush urged his own party to close ranks.
This economy is in good shape, and we need to keep Danny Hastert and Republicans in charge of the United States Congress to keep it that way.
The president defended Speaker Hastert, despite the backdraft of criticism and the Congressional Page scandal. If Republicans lose the majority in Congress, President Bush's final 2 years agenda would be in the hands of the Democrats.
That's ABC's Ann Compton. This is ABC News.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event ends soon.
Bobby, when I was a kid, we didn't have rollback season.
Yes, Grandpa?
Kids today don't understand. All they do is save, save, save. They don't understand the way we used to have to spend.
Uh-huh.
Spending money left and right and not thinking a thing about it.
Sounds horrible, Grandpa.
I know saving feels good. I just want you to appreciate it, that's all.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
What kind of a president would a comedian make? That's the question a movie that's opening nationwide this weekend explores. Here's ABC News Entertainment correspondent Bill Deal.
The free world will now be led by a comedian.
Robin Williams plays the comedian Tom Dobbs in Barry Levinson's political satire, Man of the Year.
You want to know my history, basically?
When I was a young boy, I used to look at pictures of naked ladies. When I was 21, I went to a prostitute.
No, I was so bad, she actually gave me a refund.
Laura Linney plays a whistleblower who discovers a computer glitch in the electronic voting system. Christopher Walken is Dobbs' campaign manager.
Just off the top of my head, I was thinking Bruce Springsteen is Secretary of State.
Man of the Year is certainly timely, and while it doesn't always hit the mark, when it does, it's hilarious. 3 stars for Man of the Year.
I did not have sex with that woman. I wanted to.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
If you're feeling a little creaky these days, you have plenty of company. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more of us than ever are showing signs of arthritis. Over 20% of all adults, a third have limited mobility. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, President Bush says he wants the United States to lessen its dependence on oil. The president spoke at the Advancing Renewable Energy Conference in downtown St. Louis yesterday afternoon. He says using federal dollars on renewable energy research is important.
I think it's a legitimate use of taxpayers' money to spend on grants to find new ways to power our economy, new ways to conserve, new ways to protect the environment through new technology.
The president also spoke yesterday about encouraging renewable energy through tax breaks. He says that lessening our dependence on oil will benefit the country economically and environmentally and will improve our national security. A Warrenton man is accused of molesting a child at the daycare his wife runs at their home. Thomas Cheney is charged with 2 counts of first-degree child molestation and 1 count of sexual exploitation of a minor child. Authorities say one of the charges involves a 4-year-old victim at the Cheney's in-home daycare. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter will get the ball for the Cardinals tonight in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series against the Mets. First pitch is expected at 7:05 at Shea Stadium. Because of Wednesday's rainout, Carpenter will be able to make the start tonight on a full 4 days rest. He won both of his outings in the division series against San Diego. The Mets will send right-hander John Main to the mound this evening. The Cardinals pounded him for 7 runs in 5 innings in a game back in August. The Birds will be trying to even up the series before heading home for Game 3 tomorrow night at Busch Stadium. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's Premium Roast Coffee. McDonald's Premium Roast Coffee is now bolder, smoother, and more robust, and it's made just the way you like it. Drive through today and taste for yourself. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. With a look at this hour's traffic and weather, this hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealer. Northbound 270 at 44, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked and police are on the scene. Traffic slows near 55. Eastbound 44 from 270 to River to Pear, look for no problems report. Eastbound 40 from 141 to 270, look for heavy traffic and volume there. In pockets, northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, no problems there yet. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for heavy traffic. Westbound 40 at Ballast, there's road construction, right lanes closed. Westbound 270 at West Forest, look for slow traffic. And the westbound East Bridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Westbound 5570 slows from 4th Street all the way into the PSB. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays on that top of that ramp. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires. October is Fall Car Care Month. Prepare your Toyota for winter by visiting your St. Louis Area Toyota service centers for tire inspection and winterization service. Toyota, a smart choice. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, a freeze warning is in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s, and Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 36. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My goodness gracious, you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. And if you want to long distance toll free me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Normally we do Looking Black. Looking Black will be at its regular time next week, so stay tuned for that for next week. 1-877-920-WGNU. Let me talk about something here. Let me talk about something. And I want to talk about hypocrisy. I want to talk about confusion. Let's just be clear. I want to talk about the Republican Party. And I want to talk about it from the Mark Foley perspective. And let me tell you why. Immediately after the Mark Foley scandal broke, some anti-Republican gay rights activists composed a memo containing the names of the closeted gay Republican congressional staffers. They took that name. All the members of gay folks that and gay people that are in the closet, and they sent it to leading Christian rights advocacy groups. And they sent this memo to one of the people that they sent it to was a guy by the name of Don Wildman, the Reverend Don Wildman. He is with American Family Association. He has said that I have, he calls it the list. And based on the list contents, Wildman is convinced that a secretive gay clique is within the Republican-controlled Congress, and this gay clique is responsible for covering up Foley's sexual actions towards teenagers. And now this Reverend Don Wildman is asking demanding of the Republican Party to promptly purge the subversive gay staffers, as he calls them. What do you think's going to happen? I'll tell you what. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Speaking about Amendment 2, Missouri native and cancer survivor Cheryl Crow.
As a Missouri native and cancer survivor, I strongly support Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative. That's why I'm joining with patient and medical groups to urge you to vote yes. Voting yes ensures that Missourians will have access to stem cell treatments that could provide cures for cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's, and many other diseases.
A yes vote on 2 is supported by over 100 nonprofit patients and medical groups, including the American Association for Cancer Research, American Diabetes Association, Society for Women's Health Research, Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and Missouri State Medical Association.
Please join us and vote yes on 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
Do I hear an A? Vitamin A, yes. Vitamin B from the gentleman in the back. Do I hear a K? Yes. Vitamin K from the little lady in red.
Most multivitamins tell you on how many ingredients they can fit in. But Centrum discovered it's about something more. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients like C recharging E to optimize their antioxidant power. A complete formula with 8 interactive combinations that help your body get more out of Centrum.
Calcium, anyone? Do I hear magnesium? So
a lot isn't everything. Centrum is balanced and complete from A to Zinc.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Baile para que, baile musebetsi, baile para que, baile musebetsi, makanisi konando.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. This obsession that the Republican Party has with people's personal lives is, the irony of it is that that's what's going to come back to bite them. Because here they are in a position of moral authority, as they would describe it. Moral authority, as they would claim. And yet and still, those that they put in charge of the keeping the moral authority has shown no interest in their fight. How does the Republican Party play this? Do they go after all of their gay staff members? Do they become part and parcel instead of a witch burning, a gay burning? How do they do that? And how do they want to be assessed? It is a moral dilemma of the most amazing type. And the moral dilemma that usually confronts people who have acted without moral integrity. How does the so-called Christian right deal with this? Because the Christian right should be, if they are being moral and sticking to their so-called moral values, then they should be demanding the ouster of everybody. Everybody that knew about them, and everybody that protected them, and everybody that's one of them, as they would say. But they want their majority too, don't they? They want their majority and eat it too. It is delicious to have to stand back and watch all of them implode or fall on their moral swords. What does the Christian right, Republican Christian right, the moral majority, the folks about morality do? Because if they were what they said they are, they should be asking for, they should be demanding that everybody got to go. But they want their majority too. They want their majority too. How does that taste? How does that taste? 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'll tell you how the Republican Party deals with it. The Republican Party, in their attempt to keep the House and the Senate, they have given back television time that they have reserved for Democrats in districts in West Virginia, South Carolina, and Ohio. What does that mean? What does that mean, giving back television time? Well, that means that early on in the political races, they contact television stations and reserve time that they're going to use to run their ads on. And they're now saying, no, y'all can have that time back. We're not going to be spending money on those ads in West Virginia, South Carolina. The Republican National Committee, which is using its huge resources to supplement the party's Senate campaign, has spent virtually all of its television money in three states. Guess what the three states are? Now, these are for the Senate races. Ohio, Tennessee, and guess where else? Missouri. They've spent virtually all of its television money in the state that we live in. That's how serious this race is. But the fact of the matter is that the recent events, talking about George Allen in Virginia, Mike DeWine in Ohio, make it even more difficult. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. The Republicans are talking about, privately, about losing a minimum of 12 seats, leaving them with a barely workable majority. And on the high end, they're talking about losing as many as 25 or 30 seats. Democratic strategists see the range of potential pickups about the same. The two House campaign committees are pouring most of their money into independent expenditure ads, most of them negative, on behalf of their candidates. Democrats had spent or reserved about $49 million in advertising time. Republican had spent or reserved about $56 million in advertising, 50, maybe 60. And in some races, there may be no television time to buy. These are difficult times for the Republicans. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with the fact that you cannot climb upon any of the horses that you're used to racing? You can't climb on the moral high horse because it's going to kick you back off and put you back on George Bush's favorite part of the body. You can't climb upon your security, your tough on defense horse, because what's going on in Iraq and comments from folks in Great Britain, the U.S. Army chief in Great Britain, saying that we should get ourselves out sometime soon because our presence exacerbates the security problems. You can't crawl up on your Iraq high horse. You can't crawl up on your economy high horse because people don't feel that things are going well. You can't climb up on the women dig me high horse. Remember, the women's vote was going to the Republicans because they felt them, the women felt that the Republicans kept them safer, huh? Mark Foley will kick you off that horse, too. What horse do you climb up on? What horse do you climb up on? 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much. What's a horse rider to do? Will.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm glad you mentioned that the British army chief, although as of this morning, I think somebody got to him because now he's somewhat backtracking and saying that he's talking about a phased pullout over 2 to 3 years. Now, when I hear the word, we need to get out soon, 2 to 3 years doesn't come to my mind as far as soon. So.
Well, to me, it wasn't the timetable that he was referring to that was the most significant part of it. The part that I think is most usable is not that we should get out now. It's that he's saying that our presence exacerbates the security problems.
Yeah.
That's the piece that is significant.
And, I could be wrong, but I do have a feeling that he actually would like to get out a lot sooner than a phased pullout in 2 to 3 years. But like I said, some superiors probably got to him and asked him to somewhat, redefine his statement there. But also on the Foley thing, I've been watching this and I'm trying to see. It's almost like Foley's ex aide that resigned, and I'm watching some of the commentary on this. It's like they're trying, like he's trying to protect himself. That's why he's going before the committee and telling them that, I told Hastert's aide this information a long time ago repeatedly, and then of course Hastert's aide is denying this.
Are you talking about Fordham?
Yeah.
All right.
And this guy has already resigned. Foley's ex-aide. He's already resigned. So it's like he has the motivation for him to try to save his job isn't there. So if you're looking at credibility, he has it as opposed to Hastert's camp. So, I think it's just more, trying to switch the blame and spin it around when they know this guy's telling the truth. And that's one observation I've been making. And on the last thing, did you notice that Google bought out YouTube?
Yes, I did.
And see, now I'm concerned because you know how the impact YouTube was starting to make. And so I'm worried that they may be, co-op because now that Google's bought it, will they be as, cutting edge as they have been?
Well, and cutting edge or just as accessible for everybody and anybody to do anything that they want to on there.
Exactly.
So it's going to be very interesting. YouTube is an extraordinary story and an extraordinary phenomenon. And it has changed the world in this short little life that it's been here.
Exactly. And it didn't take long for Google to jump out there.
$1 billion plus is what they bought.
So I'm a little bit concerned about it. Like you said, it's the effectiveness. And then, like you mentioned, being able to access. And if it does turn out to be their way, hopefully there'll be another facsimile that'll spring up that does what YouTube's doing right now.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Centrum. Northbound 270 and 44, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked and traffic slows near 55. Ramp to eastbound 44 is also partially blocked. Police are on the scene at this hour. Eastbound 44 at Ballas and Spady. Look for a disabled vehicle. Left lane will be blocked. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, no problems reported. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Mason, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at West Forest, look for very slow traffic going on there as well. Westbound East Bridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing, and all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to stack up at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out the full potential. Centrum is balanced and complete. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Freeze warning is in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny. High in the lower 60s for this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day, a high in the upper 60s. Currently, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 37 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, washers, dryers, refrigerator stoves at Union and Natural Bridge at 3425 Union. You need to get on down there. Get your shop on. They have every single thing that you need. Also, you need a few refrigerators for your apartment building. Get on down there to Sears. They've got it for you, and tell them I told you to.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hi, it's Kevin
and Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby. And we'd like to invite you to join us on The Design Life every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
We hope you'll join us as we talk about designing your life to achieve success and fulfillment.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Never give up, baby, don't cry.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I called to talk about treason because I couldn't get in yesterday, but something else came to mind when you were talking about some of the Republican Party pulling some of their ads from different states. I want to tell you they don't have to worry about West Virginia because there is a Republican there by the name of Don Blankenship. He's a coal mine baron. And so far he's spent almost $500,000 on trying to keep the Republicans in power. And he's using billboards, yard signs, radio, and TV ads. He's doing this all with his own money. And the way he's doing it, he can spend as much of his millions as he wants to. And a few years ago, he spent $1 million to remove a Supreme Court Justice of Virginia. So they're really desperate. And they'll go to no ends to try to keep this power. So the other thing I want to talk about is you were talking about this young man who was charged with treason for what seems, sounds like freedom of speech. Is that true? He was just using words and no actions of any kind.
That is correct.
Well, I want to run some names by your listening audience of the spies who spied on America and got away with a very important secret documents. You remember father and son team Walter and Rick Ames, Robert Hansen, Alter James, Jonathan Pollard, and Reagan. All these people were major spies. And people can correct me because I can't remember which one of them were charged with treason. And this, I would think, is a treasonous act. Do you think spying on the country should be treasonous?
Well, I mean, it's a very difficult thing to prove insofar as the evidence that has to be presented. And, of course, I believe that it is treasonous for anybody to get secrets of our government and sell them to anybody, and particularly sell them to a country that is in direct competition to the issues of this country. I believe it's a treasonous act, but that doesn't mean that it's easy to prove. That is why they were charging them with what they charged them with, espionage. There are other things you can charge people with other than treason. There's only been 40 times in the history of our country where anybody has been charged with treason. It is an insane act to charge a 28-year-old man who was a goat farmer from California who they say got on a tape and said, one, that nobody should shed any tears for any American lives lost in this war, that people should convert to Islam, and finally that everybody that's fighting in Afghanistan and Iran should change sides, or fighting with the Americans should change sides. That is not a treasonous act.
I will close with these two statements. The first one is, it's not about the crime, but those who stand accused of the crime, and taxation without representation. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Rick.
How you doing today?
I am outstanding.
Hey, to piggyback on the last caller's comments, there was one of those. I think it was Ames, which was charged with treason. He got he went to jail. I can't remember how long he went for. And I remember it wasn't a stringent sentence. And the other two, the Ames, I believe Ames was, one of them was selling to Korea, and the other one was selling to Russia. They were followed. It was very documented.
It was very clear. It was very, very clear, inescapable, that he did what he was accused of doing.
Right.
How does that, on earth, does that compare with this 28-year-old goat farmer from California?
Getting on, and all. That's what the difference is. is.
You know, and it's but the problem is that if a 28-year-old goat farmer from California can be charged with treason for saying nobody should shed any tears for any American life lost in Iran, that people should switch to Islam, convert to Islam, and then thirdly that everybody that's fighting on America's side in Afghanistan and Iran should switch to the other side. What's the treasonous part? If that is treason, we are all in danger.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. We are in danger here. People, we need to get up and get this man out of office because he's trying to be King George.
But it's even scarier than that. King George wasn't Adolf Hitler. So I think it is worse than, because King George, I think he is, it is far more like what went on in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, well, when I say king, I mean he wants to be a king, no longer president. He wants to rule with unfettered power.
I get you, but it still wasn't as bad as Nazi Germany. From my way of thinking, it is more like he wants to be Adolf Hitler. Is who he wants to be.
He's on his way.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to, much to talk about, many issues to address, much, much, much. We have a lot of concerns out here, a lot of issues out here, and we need to handle our business. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
I've got no use for either party. Look how they manufactured the stuff to get us into Vietnam. I mean, we're being lied to constantly. And American people, just short-term memory, stupidity, whatever, they can't see over the end of their nose.
So what's the answer?
You tell me. I have no idea.
You know,
I heard Mr. Kerry from Minnesota the other day say the Republican Party was the party of common sense. They don't have an ounce of common sense between the whole bunch up there. And the latest figures I've heard on, of course, they're probably wrong, too, that we've got 4,000 dead now and 20,000 severely wounded. And they're always even numbers, you notice. So I don't know what the real number is.
Well, the other number that is also out there is the number of over 600,000 Iraqis.
Oh, they
civilians that have died as a result. To me, that is the piece that just it breaks your heart. It floors you, and it is a sin against God. A sin against God. 600,000 Iraqi people dead for what?
Well, you understand war propaganda. They're not human. In war propaganda, your enemy is never human. You know, he doesn't have a face, he doesn't have children, he doesn't have a wife, and he doesn't suffer.
That's awful.
Yeah, he's just a piece of meat
that
deserves to be killed. You know, that's war propaganda.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah. What was the other thing? Okay.
Did you lose your thought?
Yes.
All right.
A little too early.
Okay.
Guess.
All right.
Have a good week.
All right. You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. Let's just reflect upon that for a second. 600,000 Iraqi people dead. It's breathtaking. For what? For what? What did the lives of 600,000 Iraqi people gain? What did they get? What were their lives given up for? I mean, if you think about it, if you got American citizens to stand in a line and walk into Bush Stadium, you have enough of them to walk in and fill it up. And then they would walk out and another group would walk in and fill it up. And you do that 10 times. 10 times. That's the number of men, women, and children, innocent people, that have died. How many people died on 9/11? Think about that. Think about how Americans lost their mind over 2,700 dead Americans. And not all of them were Americans. But 2,700 dead people, America lost its mind. I understand. It's a tragic loss of life. Jesus, God, what is the loss of 600,000 people? What do you do when 600,000 of your citizens have been killed? And when you look at what have the citizens of Iraq gotten as a result of this? What have they gotten? What has Iraq gotten? I think the ink has been washed off the fingertips. Got anything else for me? They got some freedom. They got electricity. They got water. Got milk. What have they gotten? They've got Halliburton and they've got Hale. Ooh, we won the lottery. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. I'll be back at you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage. Working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen. Upon her throne, was the sweet, sweet.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Liz, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Unfortunate situation when we see that many people killed, and then you have one that's not that many. However, that, you know, that's a people that's going to work like we are, trying to take care of their families like we are. And for those that think they're unhuman, God still loves the whole world. It wasn't just the United States that that God loved. And he have... them in his best interest also. So it's it's just really ugly right now.
And profound what is going on. The question that should be raised by every human being out here is, why have over 600,000 people died? They didn't ask for this war. They didn't start this war. They didn't request, 600,000 people didn't ask for the United States to come over and do anything. What were those lives given up for?
Greed. Greed, Liz, and Tariq Aziz, and so many people came from Iraq before they went there, begging them not to bomb them because they didn't have anything.
That's right.
I don't think anybody knows about that. However, the young brother who spoke yesterday, the other day, talking about people was godless. That's godlessness when you see that type of killing with no regard for human life.
Now, that would be godlessness.
Exactly right. You have a pleasant week.
You too. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Another car phone here. Good morning.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
I mean, surely we're not shocked. I mean, they slaughtered 3 million Vietnamese. And look at all the Vietnamese that are still dying from all of the Agent Orange that we spread throughout that country. Are we shocked?
There aren't any ramifications from Agent Orange. Our government told us that.
Oh, that's what killed my father.
Mm.
My father was in Vietnam twice.
Mm.
Come to find out, he had adult onset of diabetes. And it came from Agent Orange.
Mm.
I'm not shocked about this. 60,000 Americans? And let's not talk about the 200,000 American Vietnam veterans that committed suicide.
Mm.
You know, these people don't give a damn about a life. They don't care about the Iraqis. We're talking about 655,000. Oh, what about the ones, that's since the war started, what about the ones doing the 10 to 12 years of sanctions?
Mm.
The kids, the women and children, all of the infrastructure that we bombed during the first Gulf War that we could have avoided if we would have went in there and told Kuwait to quit slant drilling into their oil fields.
And let me ask this question. We did all that, right? We destroyed all that stuff, right?
Right.
Explain to me why we haven't won this war.
Because you can't beat determined people.
There you go.
You can't beat people. I don't give a damn what kind of weaponry you have. If you're determined, you'll never be defeated. And America has no right to be in these people's country doing what they're doing. And President Bush and the rest of them clowns, Cheney and the rest of those neoconservatives, they ought to all be lined up and prosecuted to the fullest extent. We ought to put them all in prison because they're liars, they're cheaters, and they're thieves. Have a good one.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Liars, cheaters, and thieves. Huh, that's a long way. That's not that. Liars, cheaters, and thieves. 1-877-920. That's a long way from the moral majority, ain't it? That's a long way from we're going to make you safer. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And fax me at 454-6609. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. The 600,000 people Bush was trying to say that was inaccurate, yet MIT and all of the other, this is how they mathematically come up with a number, and they say they use this same method in Darfur and any other place where you have large amounts of death, and I think they used a sample of like 12,000 people in certain households, and they came up with a number, but yet it's inaccurate because it's not what they want.
Mm-hmm. It's inaccurate because it's not what they want. Period.
Right, but have you heard about this faith-based book that's supposed to be coming out in the next week or two, where Bush and his boys would call on the faith-based people and talk to them in a conference room about every week or two. Yet when they hung up on him, they were calling them stupid and ignorant and out of touch with what we really want to do, but we just don't use them because they vote for them.
Welcome to our world. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
That's what it feels like to be taken advantage of, taken for granted, and used. Welcome to my world. Now what you going to do? 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Daryl.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
So when are we going to start bombing North Korea? That's what I'm waiting on.
Well, the answer is in a word, never.
Never.
In a word, never.
I think since 91, we've probably killed 5 million Iraqis or more.
Mm.
And has anybody seen April Glassy? I haven't forgot this woman. She was the one that gave the green light. And why don't these people ever talk about us sicking Saddam Hussein on the Iranians and a million people dying?
Mm.
We are some cutthroats.
Administrations are cutthroats,
yeah.
You know, and because they never ask you. I can only speak for myself. They never ask me anything of what they're going to do.
No, they never ask me.
This is what they do. How they do us is they do this in our name.
Right. They really do.
All right now.
It's time for us to do something as a people.
There's an election. There's an election coming up in November.
And if they steal it, then what shall we do?
Well, we can't talk about everything over the air.
Have a good one,
man. All right, now. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Sheila on a car phone.
Hi, this is Sheila.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as talking about treason, Bush and his entourage and administration should be lined up and tried for treason and atrocities that they have caused against us in the United States.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because of the things that they have done. It's inhumane. And then they sit there and laugh with their little smirks on their face while they're collecting all this money. But they do not have pockets in their coffin. So when they go, as the wagon, you know, as you say, when the wagon come, everybody goes. Their turn has to come. They do have to face the Almighty.
All right now. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, Ms. Brown, you know we always had that thing, and it says that your truth shall make you free. Well, this is what's happening in America today. It's the wall. As I said before, when the wall first started in Iraq, I think I told you or somebody else on WGNU, I said, hey, it might be Saddam Hussein in the courtroom, but the crime and the judgment comment is going to be on America. If they're going to turn the whole thing around where the world is looking at America. When you go to your religion, you're talking about a wall. The greatest wall that is going on now for our freedom, American people's freedom, is right here in America, not with weapons, but with truth. It's a philosophy. Everything that they've did from the Constitution of the United States, the laws of this land, to their religion. As Frederick Douglass said, that your religion was going to be a sham and so forth. I can't quote all of it, but it's there.
All right.
And you know, and when you look at it, Mrs. Brown, you look at everything, they jumped up and they put a front on something for people to follow, like Jesus this, Jesus that. And when you go to church, you're reading about Paul. They don't follow Jesus' instruction. Jesus tell you about these leaders, these dogs out there call themselves Pharisees and people who are supposed to help those and reading the Bible to them and praying in synagogue.
Okay, and I got to let you go. Thanks
okay,
for
thank
your
you
call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I was just thinking, ever since this war's been going on, you know who's just been enjoying it and loving this war?
Besides?
The terrorists.
Who are the terrorists?
I'm talking about when they hear the news, whoever they are, that the American soldiers and the people, the is getting killed. We hear that every day. We're the ones that's sad about it. Every time we hear the news, 20 or 30 or 40 American soldiers are getting killed. And the terrorists are loving it. Whoever they are, the bad people are loving it.
Well, and I, you know, we don't have enough time to fully flesh out that statement, but I don't know that there are a whole lot of people out there that are celebrating the loss of 600,000 Iraqi people. I think that our government would like us to believe that there are people dancing in the streets about what is happening in Iraq. Nobody, I don't believe that there are a whole lot of people that are dancing in the streets aside from maybe Halliburton, simply because they make a whole lot of money about it. There are people on our side of our side of the country that are celebrating what is happening in Iraq. I want to know who the people are that our government is saying are celebrating what is happening, are dancing in the street at the thought of, at the reality of, 600,000 Iraqi people. Who are they? Who are these people?
I'm talking about the soldiers. I'm not talking about the Iraqi people.
What soldiers are doing that? Iraqi soldiers that are fighting against this occupation? Who's celebrating this?
No, the soldiers are being killed. That's what I'm saying. Our soldiers are being killed over there.
But again, the celebration of that, that's propaganda from this government.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's removing other people. Are American soldiers? So how do you feel about American soldiers dancing in the street at the loss of Iraqi lives? That doesn't make you feel good, does it?
No.
Okay,
no,
so then why would we remove from humanity the people that are in opposition to our occupation, that they would be dancing in the street about it as well?
I see what you mean. Oh, okay.
You know, because I ain't taking our government spin on that. I am not taking that.
Okay, then.
You feel me on that?
I feel you.
All right. You have a great weekend. All right, Juanita. I'll be back. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Disease and war itself.
We believe that all men are...
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The stock market's open in about half hour from now. And if you invest, you're probably wondering, will today be the day that the Dow hits 12,000? It's only 53 points shy of that record high now. But it is not the time for rash buy-sell decisions, says ABC News financial correspondent Melody Hobson. Here's why.
A lot of the reason some people believe that the Dow has done so well is not just because American corporations have done so well. It's that people have stopped speculating on real estate. And so they're putting their money now in the stock market instead of in real estate.
Housing prices have gone down in recent months. President Bush signs a bill today aimed at pumping more money into port security, but there's something attached to this bill that's also getting a lot of attention. Here's ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
In an election season when President Bush is touting the Republicans' record on security, he's holding a ceremony to sign a port security bill. This commits billions of dollars to scan virtually all container ship cargo for radioactive contents. It also checks the background of port workers. The president might not mention that the bill also tries to suppress internet gambling by outlawing credit card payments for gambling debts. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
A man known as the banker to the poor is the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Here's ABC's Linda Alvin.
There are few people who have done as much as Muhammad Yunus to try and make poverty history. This Bangladeshi banker and economist may not be a household name or favorite of the Nobel bookies, but he did capture the coveted prize for himself and his bank, which has issued more than $5 billion in small loans to over 5 million of the poorest of the poor in just 30 years. When reached by phone, a delighted Yunus said he saw the Peace Prize as an endorsement of his effort.
That's ABC's Linda Albin in London. Snow, wind, lightning, and thunder all at once. That's what they woke up to today in Buffalo, New York, part of a huge early storm, winter storm that's blanketed many parts of the country. This is ABC News.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill. We'll be right back.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
An important part of our nation's story turns 70 years old this year. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey. That's life.
It has been life since that first cover photo in 1936, the Fort Peck Dam in Montana. Since then, Life magazine has chronicled America's life and world events with pictures from World War II to the beginning of America's manned space program.
Roger, the clock is operating.
To whiz-bang computers of today. At one point, the magazine sold nearly 14 million copies a week. Now, a much thinner Life is distributed as a free supplement in newspapers. Nevertheless, at 70, Life, like Life, goes on.
That's Life.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
You may have read her books, and now, if you so desire, you can smell like Danielle Steele. The Bodice Ripper writer is creating her own perfume. It's called Danielle, and she says it smells like a floral oriental fragrance. I'm Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a woman faces charges of general peace disturbance after interrupting President Bush's appearance in St. Louis. During his speech at the Advancing Renewable Energy Conference, the protester stood up and heckled him, yelling, "Get out of Iraq now, and soldiers are not renewable." The protester, later identified as 31-year-old Laurie Meyer, was escorted out of the hall by security. A funeral will be held today for the Valley Park man who rescued his two small children from a fire at their home. Michael Mosigwa suffered severe burns in the fire in August and died on Sunday. The funeral is at 10 o'clock this morning at First Evangelical Free Church in Manchester. Finally this hour, the cold weather is leading many people to turn on their heaters. Erica Abbott, a spokesperson for Ameren UE, says there's one thing people should do before they even think about turning on their heater.
Most importantly, before you turn that furnace on, if you can have it checked for safety and efficiency before the start of the heating season.
Abbott says when you do turn on your heater, you'll probably notice a burning smell. She says that's normal, but if you notice a rotten egg smell, then you should call Ameren right away. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3 days, 2 nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS, 877-57-VEGAS. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Westbound 5570 at South Main and Poplar. Look for an injury accident. Left lane's blocked. Traffic jams through 203. Eastbound 44 at Murdoch and River to Pear. Look for slow traffic going on there. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson all the way through Mason. You've got slow traffic going on. Northbound 270 at 55 and Gravois. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 70 at K and 79. Heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at West Florissant. Look for some slow delays going on there as well. Westbound Eastbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing as well. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, there's congestion at the top of the ramp, as well as westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the PSB. Look for slow traffic there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. October is Fall Car Care Month. Prepare your Toyota for winter by visiting your St. Louis Area Toyota Service Centers for tire inspection and winterization service. Toyota, a smart choice. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the lower 60s. For this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny, once again, high in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field has 37 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Some bookkeeping matters. Don't forget that this Sunday you have a wonderful opportunity at 3 o'clock at 1409 North Kings Highway, the Muhammad Mosque number 28, as well as the St. Louis Millions More Movement. They're bringing the Day of Atonement. You need to come on down and listen via satellite to, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for people to gather, for people to get information, for people to be inspired. The Holy Day of Atonement is brought to you via satellite. You need to go on down to the Muhammad Mosque number 28 at 1409 North Kings Highway, 3 o'clock. The doors open at 2 on Sunday. You need to be down there. Much information, much inspiring, these are the things that we must do in order to get the information that we so desperately are inspired by and so desperately need. So be there. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
How are you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding, Ike.
I've been listening to you. I ain't been calling in. I just been getting the thunder of this whole mess. I just been so agitated with this whole damn country, really, concerning black America and all the stuff that our people went through. We fought in wars. We Buffalo soldiers. Them is going all the way back. And they still treat us like second-class citizens. And now these people, they was talking about these people in the war. They get the wrong idea about this war. This is really not a war. This is just a pimp game about all it. And these kids are dying. These kids are getting out of high school a year ago and been put in the ground less than a year before they even turn their next birthday. And their parents can't see that. But what amazes me, all these people used to come on TV before when this mess started. Oh, I'm so glad with the president. You can't hear them now. What is, Liz? They used to call and get on your case.
Now try and get
call in no more.
Try and get on my case.
I can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
People call in now.
Mm-hmm.
And these unexperienced Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't give a dime to veterans. Look, government makes money that me and you spend, but they'll make money to bail these thieves out when they steal.
All right.
People don't give the government nothing. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm going to say what I want to say. They ain't paid me all my money. And I got two brothers in the ground after the war. The hell with them all. Wicked demons, as Farrakhan say.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. I think that we need to appreciate and understand the state of the world that we live in right now. There are enormous things, dangerous things, deadly things that are being done in our names. That are being done in our names. And this war in Iraq is a great illustration, almost the perfect illustration of the deadly deeds that are being done in your name. 600,000 Iraqi people are dead. And the simple, easy question is, for what? Stay with me.
Service. There's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now factory authorized service event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now factory authorized service event ends soon.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
It is the hardest thing to me when I have to tell a mother and a father that I can't do anything more for their child.
Speaking about Amendment 2, Missouri pediatrician Jonathan Gitlin, professor of pediatrics at the Washington University School of Medicine.
I think of the opportunity to help so many people that I can't now help. Stem cell research would allow that. That's why a yes vote on the stem cell initiative is supported by leading patient and medical groups. A vote yes for the initiative is a vote for life, for all Missouri's children, and for all children everywhere.
A yes vote on Amendment 2 is endorsed by the Missouri State Medical Association, which represents over 6,000 physicians throughout the state and by over 100 other nonprofit patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
The wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Don't forget, the International Urban Institute will be meeting on Saturday at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. So be there Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. They're building right there at the Black Firefighters. The number is, or the address is 1020 North Taylor. You need to be there. Here's something to make you keep you warm and fuzzy on this rather chilly morning. Not as bad as Buffalo, New York, where 10 inches of snow fell. Not as bad as that. Them over there. It's a little chilly out here, so I'm trying to give you something to warm you up a little bit. The Military Commissions Act of 2006. Y'all know about this? The Military Commissions Act of 2006 is a document that is to govern the treatment of detainees. And so they say. But my question is how many of the folks out there that are supposed to be governing us or representing us read it? Because deeply embedded in the Military Commissions Act of 2006 is the fact that George W. Bush and company has the power to declare not just aliens, but also U.S. citizens unlawful enemy combatants. Are you clear? This administration has already struck the first blow by naming a 28-year-old man, a former goat farmer from California, charging him with treason for appearing in a videotape purportedly on behalf of Al-Qaeda. Okay, I'll concede that, even though there's no reason to concede it. I'll concede it for the sake of argument. Let's say that he was in a tape for Al-Qaeda saying, convert to Islam. Everybody fighting on behalf of America and Western interests in Afghanistan and Iraq need to switch sides. Shed no tears for the loss of Western lives in the Iraq conflict. Let's say that he said all of those things. Help me with how that is treason. And I understand that that's one of the first blows out there to soften all y'all sports fanatics that look at war like a sports game. All y'all out there that look at it like that, that's to soften all of y'all bombing them into a parking lot. Ditto dunderheads out there. Yeah, I said it. Ditto dunderheads. All of y'all out there, that's to soften y'all up. to get y'all to say, yeah, I'm cool with that. Because let me tell you what the government is cool with. The government, this administration, is cool with saying that one of you is an unlawful enemy combatant. Anyone who donates money to a charity that turns up on Bush's list of terrorist organizations, or anyone who speaks out against the government's policies, could be declared an unlawful enemy combatant and imprisoned indefinitely. That includes you, Leroy. That includes you. What does it mean? It means that habeas corpus thing that you said that you didn't care about. All your rights are stripped from you. You don't have a right to a lawyer. You don't have a right to see the evidence. You don't have a right to see your mama. You don't have a right to phone anybody. You have the right to be put in a prison for as long as they want to hold you there. One 877 920 WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Prison camps. By the by, Halliburton is building one right here on American soil. You think they expect it to stay empty? You think that they expect that? You don't think that they're going to get a certain amount of money per head? Every person they get in there, somebody's going to be making money off of you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Justice Louis Brandeis, caution. Brandeis. Caution. In 1928, the greatest dangers to liberty lurk in the insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding. Ari Fleischer said, working for George W. Bush as a spokesperson, Ari Fleischer looked all of us in the face as he was the spokesperson for George W. Bush, and he said this, Americans, oh, quote, they need to watch what they say and watch what they do, end quote. How you like me now? How you like me now? One 877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. You want to know why I'm concerned about a white guy from California who's 28 years old, former goat farmer. You want to know why I'm concerned about this dude being charged with treason? I'm concerned because if they're charging him with treason, they can and will come after a whole lot of us. He has said nothing that is treasonous. Oh, I'm sure he said some offensive stuff to some folks. He said some things that will tick some folks off, a lot of folks off. But he hasn't said anything that allows our government to charge him with treason. The only crime in the entire United States that is articulated in our Constitution. Very specific requirements. They are coming for you. And I'm not talking about Al-Qaeda. I'm not talking about North Korea. I'm not talking about Iran. I'm not talking about the Hezbollah. I'm not talking about any of those folks that you have been told. I'm not talking about Hugo Chavez. The people that are coming for you are just a couple thousand miles and on American soil. What are you going to do about it? 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, my turn, Liz?
Yeah, you're on the wake-up call.
Okay. Yeah, I had three comments, and then I wanted to ask you a question. First of all, your updates. Are they going to come on anymore?
Uh-huh.
And Claire McCaskey acquitted herself very well in the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why both of them came, him and his wife came down to St. Louis. The other thing I want to ask you about, how do you think they're going to treat Laurie Wealth, was her name? The one that was at the Chuckler last night? I wonder how they're going to treat her. They're going to treat her as a combatant? They escorted her out of the America Center.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking.
Mm-hmm.
And
how can you do that? How can you do that?
Yeah. And she wasn't anything but saying, you know, men are not replaceable. And she's right. But you see, as long as they consider that.
No, men are not a renewable resource.
Mm-hmm. Right. But as long as they consider that, it's just like Cal was saying, it's as though he doesn't mind sending somebody else's son off to die as long as it's not his.
That is correct.
You know, and the other thing was, did you notice that on the BBC broadcast last night, they were talking about how George Bush was letting 14 of the enemy combatants out of Guantanamo Bay and showing how they fed them and how they had cleaned them up and how they were letting them do this. And then this reporter said this is the first time they had ever been allowed to talk to anyone outside of Guantanamo Bay. Now, you know why he's doing that. Make himself look good in the polls.
All right, now.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, about those four ships that are going to Iran, are we going to have an update on that, too?
The four ships that are going to Iran.
Yes. Yes. We're going to send four ships out there to blockade Iran.
We'll give you the information as it comes.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to do that for North Korea.
No. All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Preparation H. Westbound 5570 South Main and Poplar Street Bridge. Look for an accident. It's cleared to the shoulder, but traffic still jams all the way in the exchange. Northbound 55 at Gasconade, there's an accident there. Left lane's blocked. Eastbound 44 at Murdoch and River de Pere. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at Mason and 270 slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 55 in Gravois, look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, look for slow traffic going on. Southbound 170 St. Charles Rock Road and Olive Boulevard, look for heavy volume going on there. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge and the landing, you can expect delays due to the fact that the morning rush is on. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Preparation H. Carry Preparation H portable wipes, convenient little packets that hold very big wipes to cleanse, cool, and soothe even when you're not at home. Preparation H portable wipes, big relief to go. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly sunny, high in the lower 60s today, mostly clear, low in the upper 30s this evening, mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s Saturday, and partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day on Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need to make your house a home. 3425 Union. Come on, they have tools. They have dishwashers. They have big screen television sets, treadmills, every single thing you need. Get on down there and tell them I told you to.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Got something within me. Oh, 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 oh yes. Something within me.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. James.
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
I share your deep concern about incarcerating people for making freedom of statement. I really do, and I think you make a wonderful point. But my question is, what do you believe then?
James, we have a really bad connection. Please call right back, and we'll get you back right back on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
And so am I. I know you're going to shred my theory, but I'm going to present it anyway. I've lived through about 60 years of listening to political platitudes and pious trivialities coming from that are evoked by candidates for public office. And so I've come up with a solution because I'm so cynical about getting results through the democratic process. And here's my solution, Liz. Big corporations can get their stooges licensed to throw money at congressmen to get favorable legislation. And that's a legal thing, and it goes on, and that's the reality of what's going on in Washington. So my proposal is that everybody in America donate a lobby for a people's lobby, and we can splice some money around, and we'll probably get results a lot quicker than hoping that the people we sent to Washington will do what we want them to do.
Well, I think that I appreciate the idea of having money to combat money. I believe, Dimitri, while that may be a way to deal with it on the short-term end of it, but I think that people should get involved in politics and elect politicians based upon certain positions that the politicians take. And one of them is I think that there should be a limit on the amount of money that any candidate is allowed to spend in any race. because that would level the playing field. Let's say that you can only spend $100,000 for a congressional race. That's the most money that you can spend. And you've got to figure out a way to make that $100,000 work. If Joe Blow, I mean, if all you had to have was $100,000 in order to run for the race, and that's all anybody could have, think about the wonderful numbers of people that we would have running for that race.
Well,
because my solution, or my if we're going to solve this problem with money, to me it's not the answer is not letting everybody try to get as much money as they can and then try to penetrate all the other things that are out there. I say let's give them less and expect them to do more.
Well, of course, but as I said, at my age, I don't want the long-term thing. I want to see it right now.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with any immediate solution to a bad problem that this country has created. I've never seen an immediate solution to any of them.
Well, we have to start the ball rolling somewhere. And you realize, of course, more so you, that so much legislation comes down because money has been thrown at us.
That's why we got to get money out of the equation. We know. That's why we have to get money out of the equation. And the way that you get money out of the equation is limit the amount of money being allowed in.
Okay.
And you have to get legislators in that do that. In the meantime, can it be a solution for people to get as much money on the right side of the issue and try to combat those with all the money? I guess.
I guess.
But I think that it's going to take harder work than that to get the people in office that are on the mindset, that are pressured into the mindset of getting the money out of politics. It's just too much.
Well,
it's
the other flaw, I think, in the democratic process is that when you go to the polls, the only thing that you can do is vote yes. You can't vote no. In other words, the only way you can vote no is not to go to the polls, which is wrong. You should vote.
Well, no, you can vote no by voting for the other person.
Well, yeah, but you're still voting yes, and the lesser of the two evils is not acceptable.
Well, not everything is the lesser of the two evils. I don't think that there's such a thing. It's evil, or that would make both people evil, from my perspective. But to suggest, and the other piece of it is that it's not just candidates on a ballot. There are issues on the ballot. We have stem cell on the ballot. And you can vote yes or no on stem cell. We have the tobacco issue on the ballot. You can vote yes or no on that. So there are issues that we can vote no on. I think that the way to vote no with candidates is putting a whole lot of candidates in there. I would love to see a political party of green people from the perspective of we are about the environment, period, dot. I would love to see candidates on there that we're about bringing, we're the living wage candidates. You know, all up in, I would love to see 30 congressmen that are on the living wage platform and the living wage party. And the way to create more parties is to take the money out of the process. We would have more parties, more people, if the money were taken out of the process. And I got to roll, Dimitri.
Okay,
thanks for your call. Bye-bye. James, good morning.
Yes, Liz, I share your concern about holding American citizens in prisons for speaking their mind and exercising freedom of speech on the treason issue. And what I have, so I applaud you for making that point, Liz. My question, though, is what is it that would be treason?
There is, the law is very clear about what is treason. And James, your line is still really, really, really poor.
I'll take my answer off
okay.
here. Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And I want to be very, very clear about it and very specific about it. And what I will do is I will come back over the break and read you specifically what the law says, what the Constitution says, what the rules are for treason. And it's just like anything else. There are elements, if you will, of what makes up a crime. There are elements that have to occur in order for you to have committed a burglary. You know, there has to be intent. There has to be an act. There are, each crime that is out there in America has elements. 1 + 2 + 3 equals the crime of burglary, equals the crime of rape, equals the crime of murder, equals the crime of treason. And if you, as a person who is charged with any of those crimes, you do not commit the elements that make up that crime, then you have not committed that crime. So with respect to the issue of treason, one of the things is that there have to be witnesses that can confirm that you did this. And the law is very specific even about the number of witnesses that have to eyeball your treasonous act. Now, there's espionage out there, and there are other crimes that people are probably more familiar with and also use interchangeably with the issue of treason. But treason is very specific, and that's why a U.S. attorney that was observing the charge that was brought against this young 28-year-old man, goat farmer from California, in treason, he talked about how this was an extraordinary charge to bring against him. So it is a big deal. 40 times our government has done this in the past. So the elements to treason, it's a high standard for you to have to meet treason. Otherwise, and the reason why our Constitution did that is because the people that came here from England had been the victim of a monarch that said people were treasonous because they didn't like the number of wives he had. I'll be back with that. Stay with me.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage. Working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me, my goodness gracious. Wow. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much to talk about. I am concerned. I am concerned about the future of our nation. When we have a 28-year-old person charged with collaborating with the Al-Qaeda, he is the first American citizen since the Second World War to be indicted for treason. A crime indicted since he is the first American citizen since the aftermath of the Second World War to be charged with treason. No, you need to understand. One more time. The first one since the aftermath of the Second World War. Deputy General Paul McNulty, he is a U.S. attorney. No, Deputy Attorney General. Sorry, Deputy Attorney General. Says that Mr. Gadan, a 28-year-old American, chose to join our enemy, provided with aid and comfort by acting as a propagandist for the Al-Qaeda. Okay, now this is a lawyer saying this. This is a lawyer saying this. And the reason why that's significant is we've got to get the definition of treason. And treason is different than a person that engages in espionage. Treason, here is how it is defined. It's defined in Article 3. Levying war against the United States, or in adhering to the enemies, giving them aid and comfort. It requires the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or a confession in open court for conviction. We're not talking about sedition. We're not talking about espionage. We're not talking about sabotage. The Constitution of the United States defines what treason is. Whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemy, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, or be in prison for less than five years and fine not less than $10,000 and incapable of holding any office under the United States. So tell me why this person is charged with treason. John Walker Lith. You know John Walker. Another Californian captured in Afghanistan. He was called the American Taliban. They didn't even charge him as being treasonous, did they? The same administration, the same people in charge, didn't charge him with treason. These are the charges against Adam Gadan. And the press, apparently the press is starting to pick up a little bit. The press asked the Deputy Attorney General, Paul McNulty, are you all exaggerating this case in order to highlight national security threat to the United States and the midterm elections? Ouch. They asked him that. And he said the videos were sufficient evidence of their own. This has not been done lightly. This is the right case. Where are your witnesses? What was the act that he did? One 877 920 WGNU. If these things are done, and by that I mean if this man is charged with, I mean he has been charged, if this man is, the fact that this man has been charged with this should be of concern to those of you that are halfway paying attention, should be frightening to those of you that are paying attention. Because these are words. These are words. He was a man that, 28 years old, grew up in Los Angeles, converted to Islam in 1995 when he was 17 years old. 3 years later, he moved to Pakistan. In May 2004, he was identified by the FBI as one of the seven Al-Qaeda members. One 877 920 WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. These are amazing times that we live in. Stunning times. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone. Hello? Car phone?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, Liz, I'm curious to how this habeas corpus stuff that's been in the news recently is going to affect this man.
Huh. You mean in terms of whether or not he'll have any protections?
Yes.
And I it's going to be interesting. They've charged him with treason. They haven't charged him as an enemy combatant. So in theory, because they haven't charged him as an enemy combatant, the full range of protections that the habeas corpus office offers and all other laws that are on the books in the United States should all other protections should be afforded to him. You know.
Well, yeah, that'd be really, really nice. They seem to do exactly what they want to do for whatever the situation is.
And I think that the question that was asked of the Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty about putting this person's face out here and putting such a huge charge of treason, that's kind of like the same reason why the gas prices are going down, as a distraction in order to keep a majority in Congress.
Oh, but George has no influence over the gas prices except for the lobbyists that pay well for his attentions, and then he turns around and does them a favor.
Except for that, right?
Yeah.
Except for that.
I'm just kind of curious. If they're going to go after this guy, they'd really have a heck of a time with me because I've got websites out there that say just about everything. You know, I don't side with Al-Qaeda. But I sure don't give Georgia break in any of it.
And that's the scary part of this. That's the message that I'm getting from this in terms of, well, that plus the fact that the bill that was the Military Commissions Act of 2006 empowered George Bush to declare American citizens unlawful enemy combatants. And you ask about the habeas corpus with respect to being defined as declared an unlawful enemy combatant, there is no habeas corpus. They can torture you. They can beat you. They can kill you. They can rape you. They can do anything they want to you if they define you as an unlawful enemy combatant.
It's a shame.
It's a frightening shame.
I've never been interested in politics until the last 8 years, and 9/11 kind of woke me up, but I wasn't even thinking clearly until they start targeting the Constitution, and now I'm just so up in arms. Like I say, I've got at least two websites out there that I'm not going to say anything about them. They're just small-time websites, but everything I see that I can prove that's got any evidence against them going against citizens, their propaganda machine with Sigmund Freud's nephew. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but he was a big propagandist that just died.
Right, he's the one that created the idea of ham and eggs breakfast through the using the tools of Sigmund Freud.
We're all victims of that.
Absolutely.
Because, we sit there and watch the television and believe everything that there is on it, and nobody takes the time to research anything anymore. And I just thank God that there's educated people out there like yourself that bring this to the forefront, to get people like me and the rest of your listeners to wake up a little bit and do some of our own research on what's going on.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
Outstanding.
Is there a law or something that says you can't interrupt the president when he's speaking like the heckler?
Apparently there is. I as a lawyer, I'm not familiar with it, but apparently there is.
I mean, why do they have to arrest? They have to arrest.
They did not have to arrest anybody. And what, you can't take that? You can't take that? You can't take someone saying that our soldiers are not a renewable source of energy? Come on, now.
It shows he's the type of person, just do what I say, do it. Don't question me. That's
shut up. Shut up. Sit down. Get out of my way.
Exactly. Okay.
Thanks, Earl. We're going to take a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It could be his last time on the Hill. An embattled Ohio congressman is expected to quit within the hour.
As chairman of a powerful House committee, Congressman Robert Ney was called the mayor of Capitol Hill. In federal court papers, he not only admits to taking favors from former lobbyist Jack Abramoff, but also accepting a luxury vacation trip and thousands of dollars in gambling chips from a Syrian-born businessman nicknamed the Fat Man.
ABC's Vic Ratner at the court in Washington. President Bush signs a bill today that pumps a lot more money into port security. He says it's a big step in improving national security. But it's something that's attached to this bill that's getting even more attention.
Tucked into the ports bill is language designed to suppress internet gambling. It prohibits the use of credit cards or electronic transfers to pay off gambling debts, which are often owed to offshore gambling syndicates.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The House Ethics Committee could hear from Congressman John Shimkus, who oversees the PAGE program. He says he confronted former lawmaker Mark Foley about his behavior a year ago.
I took a peek outside, and I said, oh, my gosh. And I saw a big branch that came down.
And he wasn't the only person in Buffalo, New York, who had to call the tree man. A windy, snowy, very early winter storm blanketed the city and surrounding areas with up to 2 feet. Yes, it's early, says ABC News meteorologist Mike Leona.
Something like this is unusual, or at least lake effects know to occur this early here in the 12th and 13th of October. Usually they get lake effect snow sometime in mid-November.
Yeah, it is early. It was part of an even bigger system that's caused wintry weather from Detroit to parts of New England. Bangladeshi economist Muhammad Yunus is the winner of the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize. He's the founder of the Grameen Bank, which loans money to some of the world's poorest people. ABC News Money Scope, all eyes on the Dow as it heads towards the 12,000 mark. Not there yet. Dow is down 12 points and the Nasdaq up 4 in early going. This is ABC News.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
It's a unique look into the real lives of the men and women who wage the war on terror.
At Doonesbury.com, click on the sandbox to read comments of service members in Iraq and Afghanistan. In one posting, an injured soldier on leave in the States met the crew chief who evacuated him. A sailor in Afghanistan complains most Americans look at that war as little more than a television event. A Texan in Iraq writes about loading and shipping the few personal effects of a killed 23-year-old soldier, a stranger, back to her family. Just shoes and a TV. Quote, what separates a soldier and society? A soldier is someone who leaves behind in death the very things most of us spend our entire lives trying to acquire. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Oh, baby.
The New York nightclub that gave Patti Smith and other punk rock acts their start closes this weekend. CBGB's could no longer keep up with the rising rent. By the way, the club's name stands for Country, Blues, and Bluegrass. Those are the kind of acts the original owner thought the club would attract. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the father of the boy accused of firing a gun inside a Joplin school faces a federal firearm charge. According to the Joplin Globe, 44-year-old Gregory White was arrested yesterday on a charge of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. White is free on bond. Authorities say his 13-year-old son brought White's assault rifle to Memorial Middle School and fired the gun into the ceiling. The teen is charged under the juvenile code with assault, making terrorist threats, and armed criminal action. A clergy abuse support group is urging legislators to take steps to protect future congressional pages. David Clossy, the national director of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says things could have been different if lawmakers took action when they first learned of the Mark Foley letters. SNAP was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, asking members of Congress to sign a pledge, promising to call police if they suspect one of their colleagues is engaged in harmful or illegal contact with minors. Finally this hour, motorists now have easier access to downtown Kimswick. Yesterday, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held for the new Route K Bridge over Rock Creek. Chris Sutton, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Transportation, says this will have a positive economic impact on the community.
Downtown Kimswick is definitely a thriving business area for that community, and this will serve as a great bridge, a great entrance into their communities.
The $1.9 million project replaced the old bridge, which was constructed in 1932. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by General Motors. General Motors introduces 100,000 miles of coverage and a whole new level of confidence, now standard on 2007 cars and trucks. Learn more at GM.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 55 at Gasconade, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for an accident reported. Eastbound 40 at Market, look for that exit to be closed. Westbound 40 at Market, that exit is also closed. Westbound 40 at 21st, that exit is closed. There's a number of road construction projects going on in and around the St. Louis metropolitan area. Use caution and slow down through those work zones. Other than that, the only delays I could see are onto the Poplar Street Bridge trying to get into downtown and finish the final rush hour commute. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Tomorrow night on Spike TV, the greatest rivalry in UFC history will be settled once and for all. Ortiz versus Shamrock, the final chapter. Live tomorrow night at 7 on Spike TV. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny. High in the lower 60s this evening, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day, high in the upper 60s. Currently, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to the sun.
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say the progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Let's connect some dots. We talked about a 28-year-old goat farmer that is charged with treason. We've talked about the Military Commissions Act of 2006 allowing George W. Bush and his administration and anybody that comes after him to declare U.S. citizens as, quote, unlawful enemy combatants, which would allow them to jail you without a lawyer, which would allow them to beat you, to rape you, to hurt you. You would not have access to the charges against you. You would not have the right to a lawyer. None of the legal protections that exist for us right now would exist, would adhere to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let me take you one more step. Let me take you to another step of connecting the dots. Thursday, military documents release. Not a big deal, right? Well, yes, it is. The Defense Department has a collection of information on demonstrations last year by students, Quakers, and others opposed to the Iraq War. You want to know how scary it is? You want to know how easy it is? You want to know how slippery the slope is to get you into the hands of an enemy combatant status? Military officials labeled as a potential terrorist activity, a Stop the War Now rally in Akron, Ohio in March 2005. The Defense Department also acknowledged that its analysts had maintained records on war protesters and war protests in an internal database 90 days past what the law allows them to keep it. even after they determined that there was no threat, they kept people in their database as potential terrorist activities. The military has a database that we all fought against and thought we got rid of prior to George Bush, called Talon. It contains information about more than 1,000, about over 1,500, what they call suspicious incidences around the country in 2004 and 2005. Dozens of alerts on anti-war meetings, peaceful protests appear to have remained in the database even after analysts had decided they posed no threat to military bases, to military personnel. Some of the documents that were obtained referred to the potential for disruption to military recruiting and the threat that posed to military personnel as a result. Now, allow me to break that down so that it stays forever broke. You are a threat to the Department of Defense, to the United States government, because the activity that you are engaged in may keep some people from wanting to join the military. Jesus God, what kind of country are we living in? That if I will be put in a database, not because I have said anything to harm my country, not because I've engaged in, leaking the name of a U.S. spy in order to gain advantage in a political argument that you are trying to make. Nothing like that. I stand on a corner with a sign that says, "Stop war now." I am deemed a threat to the military because my sign may keep some young man or woman from allowing their body to be used as fodder in an illegal war. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're not done here. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back.
This is the Reverend E.L. Sims, the pastor of the Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2601 Marcus. If you want to hear the true, unadulterated Word of God, I invite you to join me every Saturday morning. God speaks in a mighty way, and He has a message of salvation that you can't afford to miss. So listen every Saturday morning for the Grace Tabernacle Radio Ministry at 9:30, right here on WGNU.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event, with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
This is the sound of a bully at school.
Where'd you get the shirt? Colorblind and things?
And this is the sound of a kid telling her parents about the bully. If you don't hear about it from your kid, that doesn't mean it's not happening.
McGruff the Crime Dog here about how parents can tell if bullying is upsetting their children. Kids may avoid school. Grades may suffer. Stop bullies with words to your kids, school officials, or other concerned parents, and at McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time.
Say, say, say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. About something, the crookedness. How did mingle with the good people we meet? Good friends we had, oh, good friends we've lost. weeks who passed away. No woman, no crime.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Yousef, good morning.
And a top of the day to you.
I didn't hear the first part of what you said. Say it again.
I said good morning to you, and top of the day, top of the morning to you.
Yeah, all right, good morning to
yes,
you, too.
You know, Liz, this has all happened before. You know, this right here reeks of McCarthyism. Mm. This is pure D downright McCarthyism. The scare, the red scare. It's all back again, you know, only it's in the form of, you know, the red state scare now, you know, under this Republican administration.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what color are the states? Red states?
Yes,
red scare?
Yes, absolutely. And then on top of it now, look at this now, look at this. The incitement of another nuclear arms race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all tying in place, and I truly believe Missouri is a pivotal battleground in this election coming up. I mean, it's really, really pitiful, a pivotal situation, you know, that Missouri is cast in, the role that it's cast in. There's a lot of emphasis on this race coming up right here. Because you know what, Liz? Being a prosecutor on any level, you know, and you understand what I'm talking about, you know, that's a tremendous task or whatnot. And Claire McCaskill, you know, she was probably one of the best, you know. But look at the change that she made, you know, and become the person that she is. And she talked about that, you know, in their debate the other night, and I commend her on that. I mean, you know, that was really something.
There is no question that the race that is taking place here in Missouri at this time is a race that will change the balance of the United States Senate. There is no question about that. The Republican Party has underscored that or given support to that belief of you, mine and yours, that they are spending the senatorial campaign for the Republican Party is spending all of its money in three states, Ohio, West Virginia, and Missouri. What does that tell you about how important that they think this race is?
Absolutely. And another thing, and I'm going to let you go here, this renewable energy resource.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these rural farmers, they better listen to this right here, and they better not be hoodwinked on this, because how many of them have tractors out there or have, this is harvest season, how many of them out there have tractors or, you know, whatnot? You know, they're going to be left standing in their fields, you know, in rural Missouri, if they think that their vote is going to decide, well, they better not be fooled by this. How many of their tractors out there run on ethanol?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This is nothing but another game of smoke and mirrors that they're trying to use in this campaign.
And the other piece of it is that there's fruit that's rotting all over farms all over California because there are no people out there to pick the fruit. As a result of the policies that this administration has engaged in, as opposed to the ineffectiveness of this administration to come up with an effective way of dealing with our labor shortage, there is these are things that are laid at the feet of this administration. This administration, other than tax cuts for the wealthy, and they got that not because it's a great idea, but because they had the majority to do it. Other than tax cuts for Americans, name me a single successful thing that has occurred. Okay. The evangelical base of the Republican Party that they have contempt for got money through faith-based initiatives. Okay. That's not something for America. That is payment for your supporters. What else? What else has America gotten? We're deeper in debt than we were before. We are struggling to pay our bills in a way that we weren't before. We have seniors that are not getting their medicine and are dying as a result of it, becoming sicker as a result of it. We have families in stress because they don't know how they're going to be able to pay for their mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters that need medicine. Medicaid deed is a joke. There aren't everybody's in the donut hole now. You got to pay $4,000, $5,000 worth of your own stuff before you get any of your medicine. It is an obscene, but the beat goes on. The pharmaceutical companies have made out like a big dog on it. Thanks to George Bush, pesticide companies can now test their pesticides on pregnant women. Yeah, that's right. He's right to life. Ask Mark Foley. And isn't it fabulous? Isn't it interesting? If it's not fabulous for you, isn't it interesting? The Republican Party sure can't mention Terri Schiavo anymore, can they? How are you going to mention Terri Schiavo and then talk about interns, 16-year-old interns, about how much you care about life? They can't hop on this Terri Schiavo soapbox. They can't hop on their "we're the more moral than anybody else's" soapbox. They can't hop on their purple-fingered victory ad of "we've brought democracy to Iraq." I wonder, and I got a call from some folks talking about what would the babies that didn't get here because of abortion, how would they vote? Well, how would the 600,000 Iraqi people vote that died as a result of this war? You think they'd vote for George W. Bush? You think they would? Of course not. Marty.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You know what really scares me? I was looking at on the History Channel thing about Heinrich Himmler and how he manipulated the Nazi Party to not only put people in concentration camps, but how he... because he couldn't be a soldier and wanted to be a soldier so bad, the things that he did for the soldiers and the way he manipulated a lot of things that went down in Germany. And I was looking at that, and I was thinking about what was going on today. And if you wanted to be scared out of your mind, you need to look at something like that, because the correlation between the Nazi Party and what's going on now is running parallel. And this is, it's a shame that people want to close their eyes to it. Not only like the one gentleman said about McCarthyism, starting witch hunts and having people pitted against each other, keeping that thing going, that flame burning, but the same things that they're using, that the Nazi Party used to control people, to take over things. And like the gentleman was saying about the farmers, pretty soon, you know, they don't, not only will they not have people to harvest the fruit and everything, you know, like you were saying, but they're going to give the president carte blanche to take the farmers' lands, because they're going to need it for some kind of for fuel and stuff like that. They're giving this man carte blanche just to run this country, and nobody can challenge him. Nobody can say anything. And like you were saying,
last night, a person stood up and said something to George W. Bush. Right? Is that right? In a public place, paid for by taxpayers' money, supported by taxpayers' money, you can't come in and yell something at George W. Bush without getting arrested for it.
Yeah,
you know, that should scare the bejesus out of everybody. That should scare people. Why can't I yell "you a jerk" to George W. Bush or to anybody else? Why can't I say that? Why can't I say that?
Yeah, and that's just like the...
And she didn't even say that.
Yeah, you can't even say that. And then they got like the concentration camps in New York where they can take people. They don't show all the people that protest against George Bush and his policies, but they haul these people off. They got the police, like the Gestapo and stuff, and they can take you to this bus depot or whatever and detain you without any lawyers, without any trial or anything like that, and keep you there as long as they want to, shoot you with rubber bullets and all these other things, and all you're doing is doing peaceful demonstrations.
It's a horrible
like
thing. It's a horrible thing. Thank you so much, Marty.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. Why shouldn't you be able to stand up? You think that those on the other side of the aisle don't think that they shouldn't be able to jump up and yell at Bill Clinton and say, "your wife cheater"? You can't say that? Why can't you say that? Cheat on your wife. You can't jump up and say "Slick Willie" at the top of your lungs without being arrested? Why can't somebody jump up or stand up? They didn't even jump up. Stand up and holler at George W. Bush or any other person. And what kind of thin-skinned baby are you that you can't take that? What kind of big old baby are you that you can't take that? Shoot, I could have a lot of folks arrested for calling me on this show. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers at 3425 Union. Dryers at 3425 Union. They have tools. They have dishwashers. They have television sets. They have every single thing that you need to make your house a home. And great prices, great quality. Get on down to Sears. My name is Liz Brown. When you get there, tell them I told you to.
Hey, yo, caller, away!
Folks, that's the Sloan Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
Speaking in support of Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative, the Reverend B.T. Rice, pastor of the New Horizons Seventh-day Christian Church.
When I usually ask in our church how many people are affected or impacted by diabetes, for example, the hands go up all over the congregation. How many know of children that have sickle cell disease, and hands go up all over the congregation? We support the Stem Cell Initiative so that we can eliminate and alleviate suffering from some of these diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Amendment 2 is supported by faith groups like the Kansas City, Missouri Baptist Ministers Coalition, Metropolitan St. Louis Clergy Coalition, and Concerned Clergy Coalition of Kansas City, and by over 100 patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2 to find cures and save lives.
The Stem Cell Initiative can improve the quality of life for all God's people.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Holding back this, thinking about the fear I've had so long. When somebody here listen to the fear that's gone.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Floyd.
Hello, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
That's good. You know, earlier you talked about how people be scared about what our government's doing to us, and you absolutely are right. When you look at the Jim Talents, you look at Dennis Hassel, you look at John Shinkus, look at Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and et cetera, and Condoleezza Rice. These are the people that you said you got to be scared of. And I just don't understand how American citizens who let this government take their sons and daughter to war or lock them up for enemy combatant. To me, this is the most scariest planet on the earth. Because it's ridiculous, Liz. And like you said, you got to understand, you got to be scared. Absolutely, everybody should be scared. And if I'm not
scared, what's
going to happen to all of us?
But not
about my family.
Okay, Floyd, but not just scared. You need to be concerned. You need to be informed. You need to be inserted into the political process. You need to involve yourself in the political, because it is the political climate, the state of the world that you live in is a direct result of the political, the political situation that you find yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
This country, the reason why you're scared right now has to do with the political actions that are being taken, and you have an obligation to change that and to participate in that. Find an organization, find, vote, do all of those things, register people to vote, plug yourself into the political world, because the political world is certainly plugged into you.
And you know, I love Claire McCaskill. She's been on your show twice, Liz. And I like her.
No, she's been on three times.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Right.
But she's a more important person to us. And I've seen her commercial on the airwaves. I've been listening to it on WGN.
All right.
About this other situation. But, Liz, you keep doing what you do. You have a safe weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Floyd. Don't forget that on Saturday at 1020 North Taylor, that's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. That is their building, the Black Firefighters Association. They let us gather there every Saturday to talk about, to work on our organization, the International Urban Institute. Be there this Saturday at 9 o'clock. It's important. It is the work that we do. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, but get to me. Gary.
Liz, in a crowd, when someone jumps up in the presence of the president, the federal agents are there. They cannot afford to let anybody. There can't be any debate going on with the president and that person. They've got to go, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or whatever. That person's got to get out of there, because you don't know what they've got on them. You can't let nuts just jump up like that.
And here's the point. If you believe that a person cannot stand up and holler something at George W.
I believe it. You
okay.
Better believe it.
Okay, but then.
Any president, not George Bush.
Okay, if you believe that, I for one do not believe that a person shouldn't be able to stand up and say something. My question then is it's one thing to say you've got to leave, and it's another thing to say I am going to arrest you. There did not have to, that woman didn't need to be arrested, and they knew that she didn't need to be arrested.
Oh,
and there's
they have
the
to.
There's
they have
the
to find out who they're dealing with.
No, that you don't. You don't know what happens in an interrogation and an opportunity to get to the truth of something. They can take somebody away. They can talk to somebody. They can figure out who the person is. They can figure out all of those things without arresting a person if they wanted to do that, Gary.
Use the legal restraint, and then that's
what you don't understand, Gary, is that in every situation where a police officer is involved, there's a whole lot of discretion allowed. And the concern that American people have is that the discretion that is used by this administration, unlike other administrations, is that it always comes down to the most stringent, most violent, most problematic response. Officers can do anything that they want to, but
You can't let nuts jump up like that.
Well, there's a nut in the White House, so if we've got one in the White House, I think that we have plenty of room for people in an audience too. Come on, this is America. We got room for all kinds of nuts. There's one in the White House. 1-877-920-WGNU. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, you know, I'm pro-life, but I want to tell people, I want Claire to get in there. They talking about about the babies being killed. If you vote for talent who's 99% or 94% with Bush, all these babies he's killing in Iraq, all the children, the mothers and children is killing in Iraq, how can you put him over a Clara, you know?
Here's the thing. I think that everybody needs to understand that. Scratch all that. When you evaluate who a person is that will be selected to represent you, you have to look at all of the things. Although, you know, you also, I guess, if you want to run on one issue, you can. And if you are running on the issue of life versus pro-life versus pro-choice, it seems to me that you're going to make your decision about that. But from my perspective, there's a whole lot more that a candidate does in your life than simply deal with that one issue.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All them babies that's being killed, and he's just looking the other way. He's lying about it, saying, you know, that we're winning the war. And all our soldiers getting killed. He's not taking in consideration none of this.
And
he's just hiding the bodies. Nobody knows nothing, you know, the truth.
But here's the other piece of it for me, Juanita, is this. If you are really, because I think that we have the right to evaluate if a person really believes what they tell me that they stand for. If you are really about pro-life, how do you not mention 600,000 dead Iraqi lives? How do you not mention that?
Why keep it hidden?
Why isn't that? Why aren't you talking about that life? And I find it very difficult. Let me say it this way. I don't see any consistency in the position of being pro-life when you have voted against food stamps.
Exactly.
Those two things cannot come together.
Exactly.
You cannot vote against food stamps. You cannot say that a woman, a poor woman who has a baby, who is not married, should never, ever, ever get food stamps.
What's worse than that is health care.
Well,
I mean, you'd rather somebody die than get health care?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know, it doesn't add up.
It does not.
He has no conscience at all.
It's a monstrous thing. I don't see how any human being could honestly be elected and vote against food stamps.
I can't see it. I just can't see it.
In the richest nation of the world, in the world, there are people out there that are hungry.
Exactly.
There are people out there that are suffering. He's saying we don't need no stinking food stamps to feed anybody.
Exactly.
Oh, is that
look at that debate. Every time you tell him something, he changes the subject. Look, can people hear the debate and see what happens?
All right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Juanita. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget at 3 o'clock on Sunday at 1409 North Kings Highway. You need to come on out. A Holy Day of Atonement. The Millions More Movement, St. Louis chapter, as well as Muhammad Mosque number 28 is asking you to come out. The doors open at 2 o'clock. Come on out and listen to the speech. Be part of an opportunity to engage in political discussion, informative discussion, the state of the community, because the topic this Sunday is Why a Millions More Movement. You need to be there. It's 3 o'clock. On Sunday at 1409 North Kings Highway, the Muhammad Mosque number 28 and the Millions More Movement, St. Louis, want you to come out and to participate in a Holy Day of Atonement. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. It's an indefensible thing that a citizen cannot stand up, holler at the president. You can't holler at the president. Why can't you holler at the president? I need to know. And I can't imagine that Bill Clinton didn't go places where people didn't holler at him all the time. Is the answer that everybody who hollers at the president is arrested? Is that the answer? Well, I guess it was for Adolf Hitler. So, you know, it's just not the tactic that I would take. It's just not a tactic that I would take. Sylvester.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Well, Liz, I got a question.
What's your question?
Well, it's not a question. I just want to make a statement, actually. Do you think that because George W. Bush, he installed so much fear into the American people, they just can't think right anymore?
I think that, yes, I think that there are American citizens out there that are so frightened that they can't think right anymore. And not only that they can't think right anymore, they are willing to sacrifice their constitutional rights on an altar of law and order.
Yes.
They have been told that all it takes is building a big old wall at the border of Mexico and America. That'll keep you safe. All it takes is dropping these big old daisy cutter bombs on women and children in Iraq, and that'll keep you safe. It's all about spending billions of dollars a week on a war that was a preemptive strike that nobody asked for and everybody was against, and we're trying to find weapons of mass destruction. That will keep you safe, because they're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. The enemy is there. The terrorists are there. They're coming to get you. They're coming to get you. Trust us. We've got the answer to how to keep them from getting you.
In the meantime, we're willing to just throw our Constitution away because we are afraid.
Some folks are.
Yeah.
Some folks. I ain't scared.
I'm not scared.
Been here too long. Came from folks that have been here too long. Scared of what?
So if they kill like 600,000 more people, would that make us feel much safer in Iraq? If they kill more, like 600,000 more people?
Well, if they kill a million more people, let's kill another 2 million people.
Yeah.
How did that whole safety thing work out for all those Iraqi people that had their little blue stained fingertips?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those are among the 600,000 dead. All right, now.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, no problemo. All you got to do is punchinrevolution@lizbrown.com. Lord, we have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to fax me, do that at 454-6609. That's 454-6609. Get to me.
Quality and people mattered when the government was on our side. This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most. Children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
This is Sergeant Gary Wigert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics ranging from review boards and high-speed chases to residency requirements for the police. We'll discuss gangs and drugs and how it affects your neighborhood every Friday at 10. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and how to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wigert, Friday mornings at 10, only on WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. None of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? is all I ever had. Redemption.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning. This is TC.
TC, good morning.
You got to help me, young lady. Please. And I know you will. Now, let me make sure I got this straight. George Bush said, they hate us because of our freedom. Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
And you got conservative and Republican Caucasian people giving up their freedoms and their rights. And that's supposed to be what makes this country so great. That's supposed to be why all these other people hate this country. And these people are rolling over and giving up the very thing that the other people are supposed to be envy of in the first place. Something is very mixed up, backwards, upside down in this country. And the problem is, these Americans, the greatest country that ever lived, what are they so afraid of? They're afraid of their own shadow. You mean you can't disagree with the president of the United States?
Well, I would take exception to the fact that the American citizens out there that are scared. The American citizens out there that are scared are not scared of their own shadow by and large, because that belittles the impact of propaganda and the impact of an agenda to get people to their fear. There has been millions and millions of millions and millions of dollars spent to get the American citizens out here who are fearful to that place. There's propaganda from the perspective of what news stories are put out here. We know propaganda, we know that we have an administration who has been caught with their hand in the propaganda jar, whether it is paying the Cuban, the people that are opposed to Fidel Castro, paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars to write in major Miami newspapers stories that are anti-Cuba, whether it is an Armstrong Williams that is being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to push No Child Left Behind, whether it's a woman reporter to be, I mean, this is an administration that has been caught with their hand in the propaganda cookie jar. We know that they pay for propaganda. They have paid as well, and when they couldn't pay to get the story out about why Americans should be scared, they intimidated reporters into writing stories about why Americans should be scared. And it didn't start with this administration. It started decades ago with prior to Ronald Reagan with
there
the attempt. So this has been an attempt to control the media through fear. This has been an attempt to control the media. But the reason why Reverend Moon created and purchased the Washington Times is because they wanted to be able to have a vehicle, a daily vehicle that puts out the propaganda that supports their pushing of fear on the American people. And psychologically, everyone knows that a person who is scared is a person that can be manipulated.
And one other thing, this cut and run foolishness I'm hearing about. When 250 Marines were killed in Lebanon with the great Ronald Reagan was president, was that cut and run when the United States got out of Lebanon? That was cut and running, wasn't it? 250 dead Marines in their sleep?
Absolutely.
And last but not least, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, how do these people say they pro-life? I think they pro-life, or they show they pro-life, as long as the child is in the mother's womb. Once the child is born, these Republicans and conservatives who say they pro-life, they don't have a problem with 2,700 dead Americans. They don't have a problem with cutting funds for Head Start, WIC program, and the list could go on and on. It's about trying to control a woman's body. That's definitely what it's control about. As always, young lady, But it's amazing that they've been playing for suckers and they've been played intentionally. It always come down.
All right.
Always come down to race. That's the bottom line in the United States of America. I always have been. Always will be. I love you, young lady. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. I believe that it is time. I believe that it is time. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. It is time. It is time. It is time. For the Liz Brown Because We Care package. We're going to have a book or two in there. And there's going to be a George Bush Doesn't Care About Black Folks t-shirt in there. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a coffee mug, maybe a little refrigerator magnet. All kinds of good stuff in there. You really need to be signing up to try to get one of these because the contest is on right now. Let me spin the big barrel. The big barrel is spinning. The big barrel is twisting. The big barrel is turning. And we need a winner. We need a winner. Then the winner is congratulations to LaShonda Smith. That's right, LaShonda Smith. You are the winner of this week's Liz Brown Because We Care package. Congratulations. Next week, we have another package to give out. LaShonda Smith, congratulations. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget a couple of things because I am planning your live this weekend. Sunday, don't forget. Get on down to 1409 North Kings Highway, Muhammad Mosque, number 28, Holy Day of Atonement. And this is also brought to you by the Millions More Movement here in St. Louis. Get on down there and have a discussion. Be inspired. Participate in, and here's the cool thing about it is that when we have lectures like this, discussions like this, it's not limited to your particular faith. It can't be. Our issues are so big. The things that challenge us are so many. Come on down to 1408 North Kings Highway, 3 o'clock on Sunday, and participate in this discussion. Information is powerful and empowering. And also on Saturday at 9 a.m., come on down to the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. They're building right there at 1020 North Taylor. We have much business to tend to, many things to address, many problems to solve. Be there as the International Urban Institute gathers to address our issues and to work on our issues. We have many committees that are looking for members. Education Committee, Political Committee, Healthcare Committee, Reparations Committee, Transportation Committee. We have all kinds of committees that are looking for your time and your attention and your commitment. The International Urban Institute, be part of it. You want to know, you want to work on the political environment that we find ourselves in. It's hard work. That is something that we must do. Be there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. It's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. The black firefighters allow us to use their building every Saturday. And for that, we are truly, truly, truly grateful. So come on down this Saturday at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. Where we gather to do the hard work. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There are a whole lot of things that are going to be coming up at us. We're going to be entering the big, the hard phase for the election starting next week. We'll be 4 weeks out, a little over 4 weeks out. We got stuff that we business that we've got to tend to. Rough, tough business, and we're going to be doing that all for the next 3 weeks, next three weeks plus. We're going to be doing that, and you're going to be part of it. So get your questions together. Get your thoughts together about the state of our nation politically. Because those are the issues that we are going to be dealing with come next week, the week after, the week after that. Going to have some good guests on, going to have some good shows on, and going to be dealing with some good stuff. So plug yourself in for what's coming at you for next week. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Jerry.
Hello, Ms. Brown. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
All right. So I just wanted to ask you if you had a chance to look at some of that poetry that you got a couple of weeks ago on that Saturday over at the place?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay. You remember the book, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. Okay. So how's it going?
All right. Thanks for your call. We're going to listen. We're going to be back same time, same place next week on Monday. Stay with me. And until then, stay strong.
For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution through the air.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many.